This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Philippines military officials say an Air Force plane crashed and broke up in flames on a southern island Sunday, killing at least 45 people after some jumped free in the country's worst military air disaster in nearly 30 years. Pictures from the scene show flames and smoke pouring from wreckage strewn among coconut palms as men in combat uniform mill around while a column of thick black smoke rises into the sky. The Lockheed C-130 transport aircraft carrying troops bound for counterinsurgency operations crashed with 96 people on board. The plane had attempted to land at an airport but overshot the runway without touching down. It failed to regain enough power and height and crashed nearby. A military spokesman says the cause is unknown and there's no sign of any attack on the plane, but an investigation had yet to begin as efforts were focused on rescue and treatment. Meantime, Philippine scientists warned Sunday a volcano south of Manila could erupt again anytime soon as toxic gas emissions hit a record high and thousands more people in vulnerable communities left their homes. The volcano has been discharging sulfur dioxide for the past week, creating a haze over Manila and several surrounding provinces and prompting health warnings. Nearly 4,500 people have left their homes since authorities called for evacuations of high-risk areas on a nearby lake shores. Some settlements have been locked down, temporarily preventing residents from returning to their properties. The volcano is about 50 kilometers or 30 miles south of Manila, and it burst to life last Thursday, sending steam and rock fragments hundreds of meters into the sky. An eruption in January 2020 crushed scores of homes and killed livestock and 135,000 people into shelters. This is VOA News. America's top infectious disease expert says about 99.2% of recent COVID-19 deaths in the United States involved unvaccinated people. And Dr. Anthony Fauci says, quote, "It's really sad and tragic that most all of these are avoidable and preventable." He tells NBC's Meet the Press, "It's frustrating, quote, where you have a formidable enemy in the coronavirus, and yet we do have a countermeasure that's highly, highly effective." He's asking people to put aside differences and realize that the common enemy is the virus. The U.S. has recorded over 605,000 virus deaths in the pandemic. A Vatican spokesman says Pope Francis was admitted to a Rome hospital on Sunday for, quote-unquote, scheduled surgery on his colon. He says the 84-year-old Pope is suffering from a condition that causes recurrent abdominal pain, among other ailments. It's the first time the Pope has been admitted to the hospital since his election in 2013. The Pope appeared to be in fine health several hours earlier when he addressed thousands of people in St. Peter's Square for his Sunday blessing and message. Apart from a condition which causes pain in his legs when he walks, the Pope has been in relatively good health since his election. Rebels in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray region on Sunday accepted a ceasefire in principle but posed strict conditions for it to be formalized. Notable among those conditions was the withdrawal from the region of Eritrean forces, as well as fighters from the neighboring Ethiopian region of Amhara, who have been supporting the Ethiopian army during the 8-month-long conflict. Tigray has been the scene of fighting since Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent the army in early November to topple the regional authorities, which emerged from the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPFL. After early successes and a premature declaration of victory, government forces were bogged down in a vicious and months-long battle. The TPFL recaptured its regional capital, Mekele, last week, held by the Ethiopian army since November. The government in Addis Ababa immediately declared a unilateral ceasefire, but this was swiftly derided as a joke by the rebel forces, which vowed to continue fighting. Now the rebels have agreed to a ceasefire in principle, but another of their conditions is restoration of what Addis Ababa considers the rebel government in Tigray. The United Nations and numerous governments have called for a ceasefire to be respected, especially to allow humanitarian aid to reach civilian populations. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, find us online at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.